So now I'd like to introduce two of my colleagues, Kylie Tran. Kylie is the Senior Client Service Librarian at the University of Melbourne, and she's responsible for the delivery of client-facing services that support learning, teaching and research activities of the University Library. Kylie has worked in various academic libraries and has a strong interest in librarianship and human rights. And also, we have Andy Hurt. Andy is the Client Service Librarian of the Arts team at the University of Melbourne, and she has worked in academic libraries for 30 years in client-facing roles and is focused on the experience of library users. Being a lover of social media, she contributes to the library's Facebook page and manages the library's Instagram page. So over to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. So we are going to present and talk about a professional development program that we ran for frontline services staff last year, where we're looking to build digital capability in our staff who work on the front line. So I can see we have quite a few client services staff here, so we apologise in advance for re-traumatising you. But we would actually like to acknowledge our colleague, Kat Frame, who was a main driver of this program, and we couldn't have done it without her. Unfortunately, she couldn't be with us today. So we're going to give you a snapshot of the program itself, take you through why we did it, how it worked, and some feedback we got, as well as what we learned from the experience. So the Frontline Services Program, we gave it a very long title up above, which I won't repeat. But basically, it was an 8-month program that we developed in-house. And it was a collaborative initiative between our learning and teaching program and our client services team. So Kat Frame was the senior librarian in digital capabilities, and the client services team worked with her to build this program together. We had 30 frontline staff participate, so they included our library service officers, our liaison support librarians who staff our desks, as well as work with our liaison librarians to support learning and teaching and research, as well as our student IT interns who they would actually attend when they could. So they were casual staff, and we found it a bit tricky to ensure that they attended everything during the 8-month period. So the frontline service staff consist of Hugh 4s and 5s. They staff 11 service points across 6 campuses. So they're very busy people, and they also staff our library chat service as well. In terms of the contribution to the actual program, we really wanted to harness the expertise and experience of our liaison librarians. And so they also contributed to the design and the delivery of the program. It was module-based, so there were 6 main modules that we took them through, and the focus was digital literacy, so really developing these digital skills that our staff need to have. And it was also underpinned by our Melbourne framework, which we call the Scholarly Digital Literacy Framework, and it's a tool that our liaison librarians use when speaking to faculty and supporting students. In terms of the learning outcomes that students need to meet in order to be successful at the university. So program designers and contributors, so Kat Frame and I guess we're the core people who designed the program and rolled it out with the support of our colleagues, including our client services librarians, as well as liaison librarians. The content contributors were our liaison librarians and client services librarians, and they contributed to the face-to-face workshops, the online content that we developed, the resources that we developed to support the learning of our staff, as well as the design of the appraisal tasks that we developed too. So it was a real kind of collaborative effort where everyone pitched in together to get this going. This is our framework which underpins the program, but this is also what is used by liaison librarians when working with faculty. So The part that's most interesting to you will be the five capabilities along the side there, and that's actually what we mapped these modules to, so I won't spend too much time on that.
All right. So, the vision. It kind of came about because, unlike other universities we're finding out this morning, our acting director and university librarian wanted to see how we were different from other frontline services on campus, because like other unis, we're actually all lumped in together. So everything from a lot of student support services, from wellbeing to housing to enrolments and everything, we all come under the one umbrella. But we really wanted to see why we were different. So we had a meeting, which was our director and university librarian, which is one position, two associate directors, three faculty and school librarians, four client services librarians, and the lovely Kat Frame. And we started to map out what it was that made our frontline services and frontline staff the staff members that they are. And I think this was the vision that we were aiming for, that people were really engaged and dynamic and that they really wanted to learn and develop. And so that was our initial aim. Okay. So why? That is the big question. Why did we do it? I think I'll show you some stats in a moment, but really, in the essence, we started to see frontline services quite differently. So we found that the focus was previously on our liaison librarians, who would go out into faculties and talk to academics and then look at information literacy classes. But we kind of figured out that, you know, students might get taught in a class, but where do they actually come and ask the question about when the assignment is too difficult for them, if they want to unpack their essay topic or the database doesn't work like it did in the demonstration? They actually come to the service desk. And so it was those kind of revelations that made us think we need to upskill all the service desk teams so that they can come in and be part of that circle, so that, you know, it's academics, liaison librarians and frontline staff can be there to support the students as well. So you can see, you know, this was all the reason that we really wanted to make the change. But the fact is, I think the really important thing was that from a top level, we were being supported to see staff differently and encourage them to see themselves differently as well. So this is our lovely donut of stats. So our liaison librarians actually do one-on-one research consultations with graduate students, and that little 1% may not look like much, but that is during 2016 stats. They saw approximately 1,500 students one-on-one for at least an hour, so which is quite a lot of students and quite a lot of time. The next, the 28%, is actually the liaison librarians doing their information literacy classes. So they reached approximately around 40,000 students during 2016. Again, that's quite a massive amount of students that they're teaching to. But then we looked at the stats for chat, face-to-face, which includes our student IT inquiries as well. And it was about 100,000 inquiries for the year. And again, when you think about that we were putting sort of a lot of energy into making sure that upskilling of liaison librarians, we kind of figured out if 70% of the inquiries are coming to the frontline service, that's where we need to put a lot of resourcing. So again, I think it helped change everybody's perspective that's, you know, we really needed to upskill our staff.
Okay, so the program looked at developing three areas of capability. So that included the technical expertise. We wanted staff to be technically competent, feel confident in that space, know what tools to select when they're trying to achieve a certain outcome, know what to recommend if students come to the desk and have certain questions about reference tools that they want to use or anything else that would help them with their studies. There's always the pedagogical aspects, so we wanted them to feel confident in conveying the knowledge that they need to when at the front desk, and also be able to identify those what we call teachable moments, so occasions where students may come with a certain query but you actually realise that they're seeking something else and there's an opportunity there to really engage with them and capitalise on that situation. And last, always important, interpersonal communication and presentation skills. So we want people to feel confident in order to instruct one-on-one and just be able to communicate clearly and be experts, be the experts that they are.
Ready?
Sure.
Okay, so as Kylie mentioned, it was a module-based system. So each module kind of looked the same, even though it was all slightly different. It started off with a self-assessment so that staff actually had to kind of sit and think for a minute and think, how confident am I in this area, or how confident do I think I am? How much do I think I know? We then had workshops, as we said, that liaison librarians and client services staff ran. There was practical activities that people had to do. There was some kind of activity. We ran drop-in sessions, which weren't highly popular, but what we wanted to do was make sure that people were supported. So if they needed extra support, or they had a particular inquiry and they didn't want to come up to us in one of the workshops, that people could come and see us at any time during these drop-in sessions. And then there was an assessment task. So, you know, I think that always puts fear in the heart of everybody when you say the word assessment, but it was really to test whether people, how confident people were, what they'd learnt, and if they needed more support and to help get through that section. And then a self-reflection at the end to see whether they did learn something new.
Just you. Is it? That's okay, can be me. Oh. So modes of delivery. So we wanted to offer a real mixture of ways of delivering the content that we created. And we acknowledge that different people respond differently to, you know, face-to-face or online. And so we really wanted to cater to that point of difference. So face-to-face classes, interactive online modules using H5P. We did develop practical activities that they could do in their own time, so that offered a bit more flexibility in terms of how they spend their time. Video recordings, quizzes, as well as a LibGuide that was actually the main resource for them and what they would go to refer to throughout the program.
Okay, so these are the modules, as we said, based on the framework. So module zero, I know it's weird to start at zero, but we did, is basically one-on-one teaching, teachable moments. Now, we actually had academic skills come in and help with this. We have been kind of drilling that idea of teachable moments into frontline service staff for quite some time, so it wasn't really a new area, but I think with having academic skills help do the presentation, it gave us a new perspective and basically just reinforced things that people already knew, and hopefully maybe build a little bit on what they knew. Module one was search. So I think every librarian's or every front of house person's bread and butter is search strategies. It's sitting down with a student, unpicking an essay topic, showing them how to do a really great search strategy to help them start their research process. What we found was across the board, people had really different skills in this area. So some people were really good at doing complex Boolean searching, other people were doing really basic searching. And the good thing was that everybody learnt something. So our colleagues in the education team were the reigning champions of using the NEAR operator, which I've never used in my life, but now I know about it. So again, everybody learnt something. Module two was organised. So again, reference management tools and referencing in general. We're getting more and more of this type of inquiry through our service point, so we needed to make sure that people were supported so that they could help. And we actually had a big review of referencing done at the library and found that people needed to be on a basic level across more of the different types of reference management tools, so not just beholden to EndNote, we were going into Mendeley and Zotero as well. And that so frontline services could feel more confident in at least knowing where to direct people and where the resources were and just how to not be so terrified of some of the software and answer some basic referencing inquiries as well.
For module three, we're looking at evaluate. So that is critical evaluation of resources, of the sources that you find when you do a search. So what we found was staff were really confident in finding resources. So they, if a student comes to the desk, they can help them select the right resource, do a search and get that results list. But we weren't talking too much about critical evaluation of that results list. So this is what we wanted to really get across to our staff. Module 4 and 5 are the newer capabilities that were added to that framework. And for us, it was also a learning curve. It was new content as well, both for the designers and the teachers and the staff who were learning it. So Create, I'm going to look at my notes, was around being able to select purposely different technologies to communicate what you need to your audience. So being really mindful of what it is that you're choosing and why it is you're choosing that and how effective that would be to get your point across. And what we did in that case was develop a group task, which everyone loved because we all love group work. And so we gave them a range of tools to use, including Canva, as well as Padlet, and a topic that was really relevant to client services. So one of the topics was the issue of reserve seating, which we all feel the pain of. And we got them to actually go do some research and use those tools to present that information and also collaborate with each other. For Connect, that's more around the idea of digital well-being. So being in an increasingly digital world, what are some of the concerns you need to be aware of? What are some of the issues you need to be across? And the idea of managing your online identity and being aware of the role of social media and the online collaboration tools available to you as a professional. So this is probably what you're interested in. How do we go? So we've just picked out some of the main points. In terms of positive feedback that we got from our staff, so we had about 80% of our staff respond to our feedback evaluation. They really enjoyed the variety of modes of delivery and the different tasks that they got to experience during the program. Face-to-face was the most popular. I think staff really enjoyed coming together and seeing colleagues that they don't get to see because they're on different campuses, but also having that face-to-face opportunity to work with your liaison librarian colleagues as well. They felt generally that there was an increased confidence, they felt an increased confidence in their role and also as a library professional. So feeling like they were developing skills in areas that they needed to and also solidifying what they already know as well. Everyone felt supported in their learning and that was really important to us when we were talking about the program initially. You know, lots of conversations were had about how do we make sure people feel supported, that we're not just throwing this program at them and saying, well, we'll just do as best you can. We really wanted to put things in place to really make sure that they were guided along and offered support if they wanted it. They did develop a greater understanding of the framework, and that was crucial for this particular program. And they really loved Create and Connect, which was the last two modules, because it was new content and really interesting and engaging, and not just relevant to them as a professional, but also something that they could actually apply in their day-to-day lives. What didn't work well? Top of the list, self-reflection diary. Basically, nobody liked it. Because self-reflection is hard, and we fully acknowledge that. But we do hope that they got something out of it, even if it was painful at the time. It was an increased workload for staff. So people were going through this program on top of their existing workload. So it was, we acknowledge that it was a lot of work and we appreciate them coming along for the ride. It was really challenging for people who would go off and leave or who were away to actually catch up on the modules because we couldn't stop. We just had to keep on going until we got through all six modules. There was a bit of apprehension around the appraisal task, understandably. But I think as the program progressed, people, you know, got used to it and became more comfortable with the idea, or not. Long turnaround time for results for each module. Basically, it was Kat and I, and we found it really hard to, basically look at 30 frontline staff results for each module across an 8-month period. So that was something that we didn't do particularly well in, and something that we would be mindful of if we roll something out again. And generally speaking, some staff found the program confronting, because understandably it raised questions around why are we doing this, and is there something going to happen, and are my skills currently not enough? And so we really wanted to get across that it was about solidifying existing skills, acknowledging the skills that they have, but also providing a space where you could develop and build upon skills that will make you a successful librarian as well. So some reflections. A really positive outcome that we didn't expect as much was how positive it was for staff to build relationships with each other and with their liaison colleagues, and that was something that came up again and again in the feedback. Even though we work across 6 campuses, 11 service points, it's really hard to connect with people, and so that was a nice opportunity for them. It was also a massive learning curve, particularly in modules 4 and 5. Something really satisfying about learning something new and actually teaching that as well. So we, I think as program designers and participants, we really enjoyed that aspect. We greatly underestimated how much time admin and logistics would take. So we're talking about frontline services staff who are on the desk, who are part of a roster, the logistics around that, getting people together, booking venues. It was a lot of work, and sometimes we're ahead of the game and sometimes we weren't. We loved realising the diversity of staff skills and experience. Some people felt really confident in some modules, and others more confident in others, and there was a real supportive network where people would actually speak to each other and discuss what they were learning and how they found it. And the last was just really acknowledging the importance of continual development, skill development for our frontline services staff, acknowledging their role in the university landscape and the need for us to really support them in their learning in order for them to do their job well. And that's it.
One more slide.
Is it?
Oh, there is one more slide.
I'm going to do a runner. Okay. So, I'm in denial, what's ahead? So we created so much content during this program, and we really want to use that to develop an online program that we can then roll out to our casual staff who provide such an amazing service, but often are not as supported because they work outside of core hours. So we really want to be able to support them and our new staff. And I think Kat and I and the other librarians probably need a bit of a lie down. It was an 8-month marathon, and really satisfying, but also quite challenging in a lot of other ways as well. So thank you. Budget. We didn't have a budget. We just did it on top of our existing workloads.
Yeah. Using the tools and resources that were already available to us. So.
Hi, I'm Juliana. I was just wondering about the existing competency levels of the staff you're working with, and if you had something like a survey before and after to demonstrate confidence levels or something like that?
Yep, so that was part of the self-reflection activity, was to get them to gauge where they were at. And part of the evaluation did try and gauge how confident they felt post-program. And across the board, it was an increased confidence. I think between 40% to 90%.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, please thank Kylie and Andy for their great.